Time now to focus on the community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. It's a quarterly state of healthcare. And we are joined by Davies Community Hospital CEO, Justin Harris. Justin, thank you so much for joining us. Always great catching up with you.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
State of healthcare in Davies County. It's we've made it a point to try to do this every quarter now. So get us up to date. What's new? What's happening at DCH?
Yeah, so you know, let's start out with, you know, over the past, you know, month or two, we have, you know, honestly had to make some hard decisions for our hospital. You know, in reflecting and looking at who we are as DCH, we want to be here long term. We are making decisions for the longevity of DCH to have good, high quality health care right here in Davies County, right here in Washington. And hard decisions have to be made for that long term success. And so while they are difficult, we know that they are the right decisions. And we are investing in our team for the long term. We are making the decisions for our service lines to keep care local. And so we have to recognize that while the last month or two have been difficult, we are doing what's right for our community, for our county in the long term, and we will continue to do that and to reinvest.
Well, and one thing is for certain, a hospital is only good as the team behind them, and you are proud to offer some of the best in the medical field at DCH.
We are. We have got a great medical staff behind us. They're very supportive of the direction of the hospital. The board of directors is very supportive. We know where we're going. We know the strategy that it takes behind it. And while it has been a difficult 5 years since 2020 and since COVID, I don't want to bring COVID-19 up again, but since, you know, COVID and 2020, we've really just, it's been difficult in healthcare. And so we have to take a different approach. And we aren't the only hospital in the region, in Indiana, and in the nation that are having to make hard decisions. You see it every day. You look across the news in the nation, across Indiana. You know, Indiana, just in the past 5 years or so, has had about 10 hospitals having to close their doors totally. Just in the past several years, there have been about 10 or 11 OB units, as we've discussed previously, that have had to close their doors, and just recently a neighboring hospital. So we have to make those decisions that keep us a strong facility, that keep the jobs that we have here in our community for the long term. If we're unwilling, then that's going to be a difficult conversation, and I think we all know and desire for us to have a strong facility hospital right here in Washington.
That's sometimes something we forget. DCH is the biggest employer in our community, in our area. They employ the most people in Davies County.
That's correct.
And the surrounding counties, for that matter.
That is correct, and we are proud of it. And in order to do that, we have to be efficient. We have to be productive. We have to have high-quality care. And sometimes those hard decisions and really looking internally at ourselves is hard. It is not a fun process, but it is a process that makes sure that we can continue what we are for. We are for our middle name, community. We are for the community, and in order to do that, we have to make those right decisions and make the right strategic direction for our community.
And let it be said, not necessarily the fault of the local administration and staff, but statewide, you mentioned that some hospitals are closing their doors. The state funding has really been cut, and it's causing those hospitals to make these tough decisions.
It is, and you know, we have had multiple conversations with the Braun administration. We have had multiple conversations with the health commissioner's office about that. You know, Davies County and our area is 60%+ Medicaid and Medicare, and through our Medicaid program, you know, it is severely underfunded across the state. So there are changes being made, but you know, we don't receive dollar for dollar on those reimbursements that when we see a Medicaid patient. We are for the community. We will take care of every single patient that comes through the door, but it's important for us to do that. We expect a full payment, you know, on the care that we deliver. So having those conversations at the state level, we are very involved across the state in our region about that, and we will continue to do so.
Well, you've had some exciting news. You recently announced raises for many of staff members. You also, we were there to celebrate the grand opening of the new OB unit, which, like you said before, some OB units are closing in the neighboring areas. For us to expand ours was just a godsend for the local community and the surrounding communities as well. And then really putting focus on ortho as well and the core center, and a lot of great things happening there.
You know, while we are looking internally at ourselves, we have to continue to invest in the future. If we don't do both, we will be squashed, right? Your bubble will continue to get smaller if you don't continue to reinvest. So we are looking internally at ourselves, making those hard decisions, making the right decisions, getting us efficient, getting our ratios correct, all of that, while at the same time, we are investing in the future. And you have to do both at the same time. And like you mentioned, you know, ortho, we have got great providers. Right now, we have five different orthopedic musculoskeletal providers. We've got interventional pain management. We have surgical podiatry for foot and ankle. And we have orthopedics. And we will be getting ready to bring in another orthopedic surgeon that is focused more on the lower extremity and the hips and the knee, the knees. And so we are excited about that growth. Will Walker is at the core center. We're taking walk-ins all day, every day. It's a new mentality that we have to have for our patients and community. And then the Women's Health Center. We've seen it over the past several months in the grand opening. That was an awesome event. The state has really supported that and what we're doing. And we're supporting our community partners as well. This isn't just about DCH, but our entire region. And again, accepting walk-ins day in, day out. Dr. Williams, Dr. Riskin, awesome providers, really glad to have them. And so we will continue to build on our services. Let me just share that over the past 30 days or so, we have really defined our strategic plan in that it is a reset, rebuild, and renew. And the reset aspect of that has happened. That is what we've been doing since October of 2025. Again, difficult internally just to look at yourself. It is always difficult to look at ourselves and evaluate. And so, you know, Deaconess, we transitioned our management partner. That was huge. We've been with Ascension and decided that Deaconess Health System was the right management partner for the future of the hospital. And then we have got a whole new leadership team as well, a hospital leadership team. Really excited and happy with our leadership team and the forward thinking. And our directors are excited about where we're going. So we've been doing this reset phase, and now we're into that rebuild. You cannot continue to just bring on new services and new projects. At some point, you've got to evaluate what is it working, right? What are we doing? Ensuring that what we put in place is good for the community and we're providing that high quality care. And so now that is the new phase that we're going into, is ensuring that what we've put into play is working well. As you know, Epic, we are moving into the new EMR, electronic health record, into Epic platform. And that goes live in October of this year. We are really excited about that. So that is a great avenue for our patients to see their medical records, communicate with their providers and their nurses. And it's great for our providers as well. They are stoked about this because it is very easy for them to deliver care compared to what they've been used to for many years here at DCH. So we are excited about that and what it brings for our patients and the consistency of care.
And constantly looking for new providers as well. You've added so many great new names to the team. And in rural America, in rural Indiana, Daviess County, sometimes the draw is not as easy as the big city lights. But I tell you what, we've been fortunate to get some names coming to our community and serving our hospital, which has been great.
We have. And as I mentioned, Dr. Williams, Dr. Riskin, they saw the vision and the strategy behind what we were doing and are going to do for the Women's Health Center. We are actively now looking for a new nurse practitioner for oncology services, and we are going to bring oncology back. That was a reset from Ascension and Ascension leaving the community. And so we are excited to bring back back oncology here, hopefully this fall, to our hospital. So yes, we are always looking for new providers that bring what we need here to Daviess County. And same goes for our staffing as well. You know, we have a good cohort of new nurses that are coming on board from Vincennes University this summer, May or June, actually. They're coming on board, which is now. I can't believe that's already happened. But we are excited about those new nurses coming on board. And as we are building the service lines that we have, we're always in need, as every health system is, for great staff and employees.
Well, bottom line is it's so important to have that healthcare here in our community. And sometimes, as you said, tough decisions have to be made. But man, when seconds count, it's so important to have DCH right here at our back door. If you're suffering from a heart attack or a stroke and you can't get 30 minutes away or 45 minutes away, you've got that care right here at home. And that's so crucial. And we want to continue those services here in Daviess County.
We definitely do, and I get it. It is easy to rat on your local business or your local healthcare entity, your hospital. It is easy to do that. But I would like you just said, you know, it is a difficult thing to say, you know, mom's dad's having a heart attack, and now I'm 30 minutes away from my closest hospital. That's difficult, and we never want that. You know, for a community to survive, you need a good quality healthcare system, and you need a good quality education. We've got great education here in Daviess County, and we've got a great hospital. And we're continuing to invest in these services, so that can be a long-term goal and strategy. And so, while, again, I'll share, it is not fun or exciting to reset. But that's what's needed. And all hospitals across the country are going through that. We are seeing it in our local community hospitals around us, 30, 40, 50 minutes away. But it's what continues the healthcare. It's what, you know, all the rapid changes, as you mentioned, with Medicaid in our state and the money that isn't coming through. It is the insurance companies that we fight day in, day out, and that we are actively always negotiating with. But this is what healthcare is in our country, and we will continue to fight for that high quality care and delivering that right here in Washington.
Well, what can we look forward to in the months ahead? We're into June already, so summer is here, and a busy summer, no doubt about it. One thing you see is DCH out and about in a lot of community events, and I know you're going to continue that as we get into the summer months ahead.
We are actively working on some new events coming through America's 250th, and we are excited about being a partner in America's 250th. We think that is a great thing for our country, of course, and that we're doing here. We're getting ready to accept the lantern as well with the America's 250th events. This past week, we had a mural painting in our lobby, and so really excited about having that and showcasing our facility. And so, yes, we are involved more than ever, is what I would tell you, in our community. And I personally desire that. Our community, I think, desires that, and that's what I'm hearing, is we want to see the hospital. We want you out there, and we are. Our people are involved. Our team members are involved, because I'll go back to it. I say it all the time. Our middle name is community, and if we're not part of our community, then who are we? And so, yes, we are highly involved in a lot of events this summer and excited about what the Rotary is doing, and what our community is doing. Our Visitors Bureau is a lot to be excited about here in Daviess County.
Any expansion on services we can look forward to in the future?
Yeah, so as I had mentioned, we are going to be bringing back oncology services, so we are real excited about that. Right there when you enter the hospital to the right, that was a changeover from Ascension, so we are excited, and we'll be partnering with our community, local community hospital around us to bring more services for oncology back here to DCH. And then we are going to be adding another orthopedic orthopedic surgeon to do total knees and total hips and ACLs and meniscus tears. So we are really excited. That can all be done here at DCH. You don't need to drive 30 minutes, 20 minutes to go somewhere else for that care because we'll be delivering full-scale orthopedic services here at DCH. So a couple of those, but really exciting, and we'll continue as we move in to our epic go live in October.
And I think that people sometimes forget it's not just the main hospital, but there's so many outlying branches of DCH too, all around the outlying communities. And starting with the we talk a lot about the core center. We've talked a lot about that, but quick care, that is a vital part of our community now more than ever, and just services like that.
The quick care is certainly vital because, we are seeing a lot of urgent cares close, not even here locally. And so we are needing to ensure that we provide, care right now. That's what people want these days. They want care right now. And so we really have been unable to provide that through our EHR or just a mentality shift. And I mentioned orthopedics, but we want you to walk in and get care right then and there. There should not be a delay in that care, and we want to ensure that it's here for you. So whether it's quick care, whether it's orthopedics, whether it's through the Women's Health Center, we want that. And even moreover, some of our clinics, our Montgomery Clinic and our Lagodi Clinic, our clinic right next to us, Dr. Garrett, we've added two more mid-level providers because there is a high need for more providers in our community for family practice and internal medicine. So we will continue to focus on that and keep care local.
It's great. Always great catching up with you, DCH, and we're going to do this every quarter. The State of Healthcare with Davies Community Hospital CEO Justin Harris. Good information, sir. Thank you so much for the update, and keep up the good work. We appreciate your time.
Appreciate being here and appreciate the support.
Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community here on WAMW.